everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Convo Club, the Chinese language podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to support our show is to rate us and leave a review. And if you'd like to connect with us, a good way to do that is through our email at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, and I'm joined, as always, by my fabulous co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好，我是 Vicky， 很高兴又和大家来到我们的节目。欢迎大家和我们一起边学边听边练。如果你喜欢我们的节目，欢迎大家给我们的节目点赞和好评。
今天我感觉好兴奋，因为我们要说一个很有意思的话题，那就是 scary stories。
对对，因为每年到这个时候有一个特殊的日子，相信很多人都很喜欢，对吧？
Yes, 万圣节。Halloween, that is my favorite holiday, or definitely one of them. So we thought that we would share with you guys a couple of scary stories to get you in the Halloween spirit. The first thing I want to ask you is how to say scary stories. Well, first of all, let me back that up and say, at first, I wanted to say 鬼故事, ghost stories.
Uh-huh.
But the story we're going to tell today, the story we're going to tell next time, it might be a ghost involved.Or it might not be, so I thought a better way to say it would be, it's a scary story.
可以是说恐怖故事。
Okay, 恐怖故事。So you wouldn't say like 可怕的故事。
应该恐怖是属于一种类型。比如说有些人喜欢看恐怖电影。我们一般不会说可怕的电影，就是说恐怖。恐怖的故事，恐怖电影。
Okay, so like a horror story.Or 你刚才说的是恐怖电影 like a horror film.
嗯哼，对。
Okay, that genre. All right, well, without further ado, let's go through our vocabulary list.
好的，室友
Roommate
在校外合租
To live together off campus, or more specifically, to rent a place together off campus.
干净整洁
Clean and tidy.
半夜
At midnight, in the middle of the night.
阵阵
Bursts.
指甲盖
Fingernails.
滑
To scratch, to scrape.
尖利
Sharp.
刺耳
Grating on the ear.
尖利刺耳
A grating, unpleasant sound.
胡闹
To cause trouble.To throw a fit, to act in a way that doesn't make sense.
顽皮
Mischievous.
胡闹顽皮
Someone who likes to play practical jokes.
掏出
To fish out, or to take something out from a pocket, a bag, etc. All right, 让我们来听一听今天的故事。
恐怖故事，室友。有个女生和室友在校外合租，房间两室一厅，干净整洁。半夜，女生听到自己头顶上的墙面传来阵阵指甲盖划墙的声音，尖利刺耳，说不出的难受。知道自己的室友平时胡闹顽皮，最爱开玩笑，于是掏出手机给室友发了条微信：亲爱的，别闹了。室友回道：
什么闹不闹的，我男朋友来了，今天不回去住了。
All right, so let's go through this story. It's actually a pretty short one, but I still find it kind of interesting and also a little bit scary. What did you think, by the way? Did you find it a little bit scary?
对，因为我从小就不喜欢看恐怖的电影和听鬼故事，所以我觉得很吓人吧。
对，我也觉得是。Okay, so the first sentence, 第一句话, can you read that out for us?
有个女生和室友在校外合租，房间两室一厅，干净整洁。
So first of all, I want to ask you about the word 室友。
室就是房间的意思，比如说卧室 bedroom。
Okay.
教室 classroom. So 室这个字的意思就是房间。
And then 友 is friend. So it's sort of like literally if you're looking at it that way, you would say my room friend.
嗯哼，对，和你分享同一个房间的朋友。
Okay, so we have this girl and her 室友在校外合租。So 校外, that's pretty simple. It's like 学校 is school. 校外 is like outside of school. Is that the best way to say off campus?
嗯哼，对对，校外。
Okay, 做什么呢？
就是一起租一间房子，所以叫合租。
Okay, so 和 is like together,
mm-hmm.
and 租 is to rent.
对。
So what if they weren't renting? I mean, there's usually not a universe where that actually happens that way, but what if it was like these two roommates that had their own house and they weren't renting off campus?
你也可以说合住。
Mm,
就是他们
okay.
yeah, share one common apartment to live together, 合住。
Okay, and then if you say 合住, it doesn't mean that they rent necessarily.
对,比如说可以是他们两个一起买的,或者是说也可以是他们两个一起租的,都可以叫合住。
Okay, now one other question, what if it's just 一个人? So you wouldn't say 合租, and you wouldn't say 合住, but that person lives off campus. How would you say that?
住在校外,或者是在校外租了一间房子。或者是租了一间公寓。
Okay, I got it. Could you also just simply say 在校外租？
你可以说住在校外，这样比较好一些。
Mm-hmm. Right, but what about 租 the rent? 在校外租可以说吗？
好像这句话没有说完的感觉。你也可以说租住在校外。
Okay. So you would put the 在校外 at the end of the sentence.
对。
And you would put the 租住 at the beginning,
mm-hmm,
if that's
对,
the case. Okay, gotcha. Well, anyway, so they rent together off campus. And 房间两室一厅。So we won't go into that too much. Just one question. So instead of saying 房间, because that means room, but here it means apartment. Like, why not just say 公寓两室一厅，
其实也可以，有的时候没有那么严格。
Okay, it's not that strict, so you could say 房间, even though it's an apartment and not a room.
是的，是的。
Okay, 房间两室一厅。So there's two bedrooms, one living room, and 他们很干净整洁。So they are very neat and tidy. Is this an idiom or is this like a 固定的搭配? Like a fixed expression, what do you think?
好像也不是很固定，你也可以说很干净、
mm-hmm.
或者是很整洁，或者是很整齐，都可以。
Okay, but 这四个字比较常用的嘛，干净整洁。
对对，比较常用，就是形容你的房间很整齐，很干净，干净整洁，干净整齐啊，或者是干干净净，整整齐齐都可以。
Okay. 那我想问你一下，你上大学的时候，你的卧室还是你的宿舍很干净整洁吗？
我觉得还行，但是因为我们当时住的有六个人，所以没有太多的地方去让它很乱，你知道吗？
Okay. So there were six people in your dormitory. I remember seeing this when I was in China. I wasn't a college student there, but I saw some of the dormitories and it just seemed like a lot of people to a room. So either it could be extremely messy or either it could be pretty neat, like you were just saying, because you don't have a lot of room to put your stuff anyway.
对对，我不知道男生的房间怎么样。就是我们的还可以、因为就觉得没有那么多地方属于你的，可能就只是你那个床嘛，所以说你只要把床铺干，就是把它铺好了以后好像就没什么了， 还有一个衣柜可以放自己的衣服，然后就没有了。
Mm-hmm. I see. And one last question. I know this is kind of 跑题了, off topic, but did each roommate have their own 衣柜, their own closet? Or was there one closet, but just in sections, and everybody just had their little section?
好像我们大概是两个人共用一个柜子吧。
Mm-hmm.
我觉得应该是就是 share, 不是说每个人都有一个。
I see. So like a closet or a cabinet for two people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then there were three of them because there were six of you.
对对，应该是。我现在都有点忘了。因为
明白了明白了。
因为在美国看到这个宿舍觉得好像两个人住一间，有的是一个人住一间，是吧？
Yeah, that's true.
你上大学的时候是几个人住在一间？
是两个人。
对，就是我在美国看两个人住在一间的，当时我的感觉是这么乱。
对，有道理，有道理。Okay, so in the middle of the night. So in Chinese, they say 半夜。And I just wanted to ask, so 半夜, could it also be midnight?
对,半夜,可以是 midnight.
Okay, 也可以是 in the middle of the night. So if I wanted to be specific and say midnight, something happened, what could I say?
你如果要 be more specific, 你可以说半夜十二点或者半夜两点,你加上时间。
Okay, I got it. That makes sense. So...半夜女生听到自己头顶上的墙面传来阵阵指甲盖滑墙的声音。Okay, that's a long one. Maybe it's better if you say it.
半夜女生听到自己头顶上的墙面传来阵阵指甲盖滑墙的声音，尖利刺耳，说不出的难受。
Okay, perfect.Couple of questions in there. So, okay, first of all, here's what's happening. In the middle of the night, the girl heard the sound of fingernails scratching on the wall above her head. It was sharp and harsh and unspeakably uncomfortable. Let's unpack some of those words there. We have 尖利刺耳. What does that mean exactly?
就是很 sharp 的那种声音，让你的耳朵觉得特别的不舒服，叫尖利刺耳。
Okay, so very unpleasant. A shrill, a grating sound. 就说不出的难受。So it's like unbearable, you just can't stand it. This 尖利刺耳的声音说不出的难受。In English, when we're describing like a noise as being so bad, we usually have a metaphor or an analogy for it. We say that it's likefingernails down a chalkboard. So in Chinese, do you have something similar? It's like, oh, it's so bad. It's just like, what? What would you say?
我们一般会说那个泡沫塑料滑玻璃的声音，这个声音就是非常非常的不舒服，让大家觉得很刺耳。
Okay, interesting. So 泡沫塑料, that's four words that are all fourth tone. What is that exactly?
泡沫塑料就是一种 foam,、
mm-hmm.
然后它是那种白颜色的，我们用来包装比如说电视啊或者电脑的、
mm-hmm.
然后如果说把它划在玻璃上那种声音
OK
特别的难听，我现在就是想起来这个声音，然后我就会起鸡皮疙瘩。
OK, so 泡沫塑料 you're saying that's styrofoam.Like the stuff that you use to package things that you're sending to somebody. And people will take like little pieces of that and they'll rub it on a window. Is that right? They'll rub it on glass. And that squeaky sound that it makes, that's what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. 对对。
Okay. Okay. Very creative. I never would have thought of that, like in general, as a terrible sound or even thought of doing that. So...Here in the story, they're talking about, let's see, what was that piercing sound? It was 指甲盖, so fingernails. 指甲盖滑墙的声音。滑 is to scratch, 墙 is the wall, and then sound. So it's the sound of fingernails kind of scratching on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you say, oh my gosh, so creepy?
你可以说听起来这么恐怖。
Okay, 听起来这么恐怖 or 很吓人, right?
嗯哼，对。
Very scary. Okay, so 女生听到自己头顶上的墙面。So I was looking at this and I didn't quite understand it. The girl hears above her head, but then it says on the wall.Right? She hears this sound above her head on the wall. It's the sound of fingernails scratching on the wall. How can that be above her head?
对，开始的时候我们想可能是在房顶上，但是如果是他的室友的话，应该可能是他躺在床上，然后可能听到这个旁边的这个墙，隔壁的墙上面，上方，也可以说是他的头顶上。
Okay, so if she's laying down on her bed, like checking her messages or something, then the wall could still be considered like over her head, right? Because she's lying down.
对对。
Okay, so that's what it is. So she's lying on her bed, probably. She hears the sound of, I'm just going to say that one more time, 指甲盖划墙的声音, so the sound of fingernails. The adverb for that is 阵阵. So it says...传来阵阵指甲盖划墙的声音。What is the 阵阵？
就是说这个应该是一个 measure word， 就是形容声音的。你不可能说是一个一个的，有的时候就会说是一阵一阵的，啊，就是过一会儿，然后它就会有这种声音，这种感觉。
Oh, maybe like sporadically. Like, there's a sound and it kind of stops, but then it comes back.And then it stops, and then it does it again for a little bit, and then stops. Is it kind of like that?
对对对。
Okay. So, 头顶上的墙面传来。So, 传来 is like, the sound is coming. Is that right? Like, the sound is crossing over from maybe the wall in the other room. Is that how I'm to understand that?
Uh-huh, 对。
Okay.
Just like, you know, the sound, like a pass.Through the wall to her ears.
Oh my goodness. 真吓人真吓人。Okay, all right, so let's move on to the next part. What happens next?
她知道自己的室友平时胡闹顽皮最爱开玩笑。
So she knows her roommate and she is imagining this person in her own room. They probably like share a wall or something. So she's on the other side of the wall and she knows this roommate of hers is...胡闹顽皮。胡闹, we said earlier, is, it means to make trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give me an example of 胡闹。
比如说小孩子想要一个玩具,你不给他买,然后他就会在地上,比如说滚来滚去,然后这个就是胡闹。
Okay, it sounds really extreme. Would you say it's extreme?
也不算吧，这就是胡闹的一种。
Okay. That's one kind of 胡闹. I'm imagining the roommate in the story doesn't behave like that.
对对对。
Okay. She's very mischievous, which is the next word, 顽皮. I guess I'm trying to understand them separately. 胡闹 and then 顽皮放在一起是什么意思？
我觉得就是可能就是比较喜欢 like, you know,Play jokes, like prank, joking around, 就是。
Okay. So would this be a 褒义词 or a 贬义词? If somebody uses the word, oh, 他这个人他很胡闹顽皮, would you think good of that person or would you think that's something bad?
应该其实在大多数时候不是一个坏的词。
Mm-hmm.
对,应该不算是一个贬义词。
So it's not an insult, 贬义词。
对对。
Okay, got it. So it's maybe that person is kind of fun to be around.
对，基本上是在朋友之间才会胡闹，对吧？
Okay, they only play tricks among their friends, or they're only mischievous with their friends.
嗯哼。
Okay, 她最爱开玩笑。So she just loved to joke around. 她最爱开玩笑。So this roommate is thinking, okay, that is...You know, my roommate on the other side of the wall and she's making some, you know, noise. She's trying to mess with me. What does she do?
于是掏出手机给室友发了条微信。亲爱的,别闹了。
Okay, 于是, so therefore, 掏出手机。What does this mean exactly? Can't I just say 拿出手机? Like take out my cell phone?
可以、mm-hmm. 对可以。
Okay, but 掏出 has a little bit of a different feel.
可能在你的口袋里你要找一找然后把它拿出来掏出。
If you fish it out of your pocket, or if you like pull it out of your bag, that's more of a 掏出。
Uh-huh, 对。
Okay, so therefore she 掏出手机 so she took out her cell phone, 给室友发了条微信 so to send her a 微信 or to send her a message on 微信 and she said, 亲爱的 so she's kind of, they're very close, you can tell, because she says, dear. She uses like a term of endearment for her friend. 亲爱的别闹了 so there's that word now again, she's like, all right now, stop messing around.别闹了 And what does her friend reply? She does get a reply. What does her friend say?
室友回道什么闹不闹的我男朋友来了今天不回去住了
So this is actually the last sentence of our story. You can almost think of it as a punchline, so to speak. But 室友回道 so the roommate replies, I like this, 什么闹不闹的 So she's kind of like saying, what are you talking about?Right? Like,、mm-hmm. what do you mean messing around? 什么闹不闹的、So I want to ask you, are there some words 我们可以用什么来代替闹? Are there some other verbs we can plug into this besides 闹?
其实都可以吧。比如说什么吃不吃的你妈妈让你吃饭你说我不吃这个也不吃那个也不吃你妈妈生气了就会说什么吃不吃的不吃算了。
Oh, okay, 什么吃不吃的？
这个 in that case 可能就是说 whatever.
Whatever you want. You want to eat it, eat it. You don't want to eat it, don't eat it. Okay, can you give us some more examples?
什么去不去的？
If you don't want to go, don't go.
对对对对。
Okay, what are some other words?
其实也不一定非要用动词吧。比如说什么好不好的？ You know, I don't know what you're talking about. 什么好不好的？比如说最近一个很流行的电影啊然后你看了以后你说哎呀这个怎么怎么样很有意思什么之类的我可能就没看过我说什么好不好的我连看都没看过。
Okay, so you're just asking, well, what's so good about it?
对 I haven't even watched it. I have never maybe even heard about it. I don't know what you're talking about. 什么好不好的。
So it kind of has this sort of feel to it, like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
对,是的,是的。
Okay, so this roommate says, 什么闹不闹的? Like, what do you mean messing around? I'm not messing around, right? She says, 我男朋友来了,今天不回去住了。So I'm not going to be back to the apartment today.
Mm-hmm,
I'm not going to be、mm-hmm. back to our flat today. So she's not even there. That's why, yeah, that's why this is a little bit scary. So I can just imagine it's like 半夜, right? It's the middle of the night.
对。
就在那一刻,几道闪电划破长空。Like if this was a movie, right? There would be, you know, streaks of lightning flashing across the sky at that moment when she realizes her roommate's not there.
对,我们可以说很有画面感像一个电影一样。
啊很有画面感。
对。
Okay, so what is 画 and 面
画就是 picture。画面其实就是 picture 的意思。
嗯
有画面感、
okay.
就是说当你读到什么东西或者听到什么东西然后你能够 you know, you have a kind of a scene in front of you, 那叫很有画面感。
So it's like very picturesque, although in this case, I don't think it means exactly that, but it's very vivid. Like, it's like watching a movie. That's how real it is.
对对对。
挺有意思,挺有意思。Okay, 那事不宜迟,让我们再听一遍我们今天的恐怖故事。
恐怖故事,室友。有个女生和室友在校外合租，房间两室一厅，干净整洁。半夜，女生听到自己头顶上的墙面传来阵阵指甲盖划墙的声音。 尖利刺耳、说不出的难受。他知道自己的室友平时胡闹顽皮，最爱开玩笑，于是掏出手机给室友发了条微信：亲爱的，别闹了。室友回道：
什么闹不闹的，我男朋友来了，今天不回去住了。
Okay, so this time we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to bring in our pronunciation section next because we're going to be, you know, speaking along words from today's dialogue. And afterwards, we're going to give you a glimpse of the scary story we have for you next time. So here we go, pronunciation section followed by our story number two.
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
合租，在校外合租，室友，女生，有个女生，女生和室友。有个女生和室友，有个女生和室友在校外合租。两室一厅，房间两室一厅。整洁，干净，干净整洁。房间两室一厅，干净整洁。有个女生和室友在校外合租，房间两室一厅，干净整洁。
这个恐怖故事的开头是什么？
有个女生和室友在校外合租，房间两室一厅，干净整洁。
刮墙的声音，指甲盖，指甲盖划墙的声音。阵阵，阵阵指甲盖划墙的声音。传来，传来阵阵指甲盖划墙的声音。女生听到，女生听到指甲盖划墙的声音。墙面，自己头顶上的墙面。半夜，女生听到自己头顶上的墙面。传来阵阵指甲盖划墙的声音。 半夜，女生听到自己头顶上的墙面传来阵阵指甲盖滑墙的声音。
半夜的时候，女生听到了什么声音？
半夜，女生听到自己头顶上的墙面传来阵阵指甲盖滑墙的声音。
尖利，刺耳，尖利刺耳。难受，说不出的难受。尖利刺耳，说不出的难受。
那个指甲盖滑墙的声音听起来怎么样？
尖利刺耳，说不出的难受。
胡闹顽皮，平时胡闹顽皮。自己的室友，他知道自己的室友。他知道自己的室友平时胡闹顽皮。最爱开玩笑。他知道自己的室友平时胡闹顽皮，最爱开玩笑。
他觉得室友是什么样的人？
他知道自己的室友平时胡闹顽皮，最爱开玩笑。
微信，发了条微信，给室友发了条微信。掏出手机，掏出手机给室友发了条微信。于是掏出手机给室友发了条微信。别闹了，亲爱的，别闹了。于是掏出手机给室友发了条微信，亲爱的，别闹了。
听到这些刺耳的声音后，女生是怎么做的？
于是掏出手机给室友发了条微信，亲爱的，别闹了。
闹不闹？什么闹不闹的？室友回到什么闹不闹的？ 不回，不回去住了。今天不回去住了。我男朋友来了，今天不回去住了。什么闹不闹的？我男朋友来了，今天不回去住了。室友回道：“什么闹不闹的？我男朋友来了，今天不回去住了。”
室友是怎么回复的？
室友回到：“什么闹不闹的？我男朋友来了，今天不回去住了。”
旅馆。有个女记者去乡下采风，晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。进来房间以后，屋子里光线很暗，床对面有幅画，画上是个男人，棱角分明，栩栩如生，尤其是那对眼睛。晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己，于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。第二天一早，他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻，原来那不是一幅画，而是一扇窗户。
Okay, so I want to ask you, first of all, about the ending of the story. And, okay, so they kind of leave it to your imagination, right? You hear the fingernail scraping on the wall, or you know that's happening. And that she sends the message to her roommate's not there. So it's like, oh my gosh, who is making that sound? But that's where the story ends. So how would you say they just leave it to your imagination?
你可以说留白，就是说留一个空白给大家。
So 这个故事就留一个空白。
对。
他们不告诉你到底是什么人还是什么东西发出这个声音。
就是让你用自己的想象力去想接下来会发生什么。
Okay, so they totally leave it to your imagination. Have you watched a lot of 恐怖片子? Like a lot of scary movies? No.
没有，没有，我不喜欢看，我喜欢看爱情故事。
Yeah, me too. 我也喜欢。 Now, why don't you like to watch scary movies?
因为小的时候看了一个特别可怕的一个电影，然后就好像有很长一段时间都觉得啊、比如说柜子里面有没有鬼啊，床底下有没有什么特别害怕、然后就不看了，从那以后就不看了、
okay.
对。
All right, now 恐怖的故事你会看吗？
啊、基本上也不看，对，我不喜欢看恐怖但是恐怖故事其实很流行，我知道很多人喜欢看。
Oh, 是吗? Okay, so what is one that's particularly famous in China?
一般就是那种盗墓的。
盗墓的。
就是什么鬼吹灯啊之类的，就是盗墓的。
Oh, I don't know what that means.
盗就是 to steal. 墓就是 tube. 是不是叫 tube?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Tomb.
盗墓。Oh, like a tomb raider.
Tomb, 对对对对对。
Like where people are buried.
对，去偷里面的东西，比如说很多年以前，什么哪个朝代，什么清 dynasty、明 dynasty 啊，然后有人死掉了，然后埋了很多 treasure， 然后就是后来的人就想去偷，然后就碰到了 you know ghost 或者是什么之类的很奇怪的事情
啊，
盗墓的故事。
Okay. 盗墓的故事。Yeah, interesting. I never would have guessed that that would be a, you know, popular genre of scary stories.
啊，我知道在中国很多人喜欢听这种故事。
Mm-hmm. Ah, very interesting. Okay. All right. Well, I hope we didn't scare everybody too much with our scary story. I don't think so, since there's not, you know, a lot of blood or actual ghosts in this. But hopefully it gives you something to think about and a story to practice telling in Chinese. All right. And until next time, 我想提醒大家，学好中文，
增加魅力。
All right. And until next time, 下次再见。
好的，再见。